Rabbi Shabtai told me that Thursday night Musar was now at the 10-minute Musar, so everyone's looking at their clocks. I believe it's like 9:44, so 9:54, everyone has permission to leave. Just one person is here, so I'm not talking to myself. So jam-packed Parsha, Baruch Hashem. So there's a mitzvah on this week's Parsha, Hocheach, Tocheach, Asam Yisecha. Paragetes, Pasuk Yedzayin, that a person has a obligation to be able to give all the Jews tochacha. I'm not sure if anyone here has ever thought about this mitzvah, but it seems like a very, very hard thing to do. Because to be honest with you, a person has to really, really think really, really hard to be able to mimikaim this mitzvah in the correct way. You know, the Gemara famously says that someone who is able to be able to hear this, then you have an obligation to tell him, but the obligation of tochacha for someone who you think that won't be able to hear it, you're not even allowed to. So listen to the words of the Shulchan Aruch. To be able to give us a little eitzah of what this mitzvah is. Kisha'ata rotza lochech adam echad. A person wants to be able to give rebuke, tochacha to your friend. Al tomar lo kach v'kach ata gero. Don't tell your friend, oh, you're so disgusting, or you have to see or watch yourself, daven shmon esra, you don't say l'shem yichad, what are you? Ki oz yisnach av lo yishma levarach. Then he won't listen to you, he's going to hate you, he won't listen to your words. Don't tell him he's a Rasha, rak adarabah. Don't tell him, this is what you should, just the opposite. Tell him, tomerlo, chacham ata. You're a chacham, you're a wise person. It's not someone to your status. You know who you are, you know what royalty you come from? You're a prince, you're a princess. What are you doing in the dumpsters over here? You have to know who you are. You're talking lashon hara. You do this. You're doing that. No, you know what royalty you come from. You know if your father or your mother here, they would. You know what? You know. Look at your. You have to know where you come from. And he goes on and says, if you look in the Sefer Achinach, this is only like a little penimis. This is not like a little Hasidish idea. Sefer Achinach writes b'shor shor mitzvah. If you look in mitzvah reish lamites, if he shall yaday mitzvah zu. Through this mitzvah, it's not causing people to bring strife to people. It's supposed to bring ava and peace and love between people. When a person is able to help someone become complete. But not to be able to try to hate himself or hate you. That's not the mitzvah of tochach. Look in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon. Helchos Dvarim Hanahogim Besuda Simin Kuf Samach Tesef Beis. Shulchan Aruch writes that if you know someone is not going to make a bracha, if you give them a piece of food, like my kids ask me all the time, Rabbi, can I have a cookie? You say, the Shulchan Aruch says it's in Halacha L'Maisa. If you know they won't make a bracha, you're not allowed to give it to them. Very, very pashut idea. The Ramah writes over here that maybe by an ani, maybe it's a little different. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, why? Because it's a lifnei iver. If you're giving them food, you're causing them now to be able to quote unquote steal from Hashem the Gemara and Brachas. You're causing them to sin, you're not allowed to do that. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, nowadays, you know what's lifnei iver? Nowadays, by you not giving them the food, because you're quote unquote, you want to save them from lifnei iver, that's lifnei iver. When a person says, oh, he has a suffix in your head, whether they're going to make a brach or not, that's lifnei iver. And we know this is really the whole shot in when being a Jew is all about. We know that there's a minig in Klal Yisrael, and I was saying before, but between Pesach and Shavuos to be able to learn Pirkei Avos. If you look in the first parak, the Mishnah in Avos says, "Hevidanas kol adam l'chavschos." A person has to judge every person with l'chavschos in a meritorious way. You always have to give them the benefit of the doubt. So if you think about it, why it says "Hevidan es kol adam l'chavschos"? Just say "Hevidan es adam l'chavschos." Judge every person with the benefit of the doubt. What's kol ha'adam? So Mefarshim bring down. I'm not sure who says it. The Sefer that I saw a quote here, literally quotes the Mefarshim. Sometimes in Tzvarim quote the Mefarshim. Either they forgot who said it, or they just say a lot of people say it. When I say Mefarshim, just means that I forgot who said it. So he says over here, Mefarshim kasu. Why is it kol ha'adam? Because when you know what it means that you have to judge a whole person, doesn't you judge that they're what they look like. You have to judge the whole thing. You don't know what's going on in their lives. You don't know what's going on in their families. They could be in fights. Maybe the guy just lost his parnasa. Maybe there's health concerns. Right? We just showed this in school a couple weeks ago. Rabbi Englander showed it to the middle school that this guy was like walking in a restaurant. And I don't know, there's some YouTube video, I think some in Oklahoma or Kansas, and this guy was like judging in his head. It was just showing like little little pop-ups, you know, sometimes, you know, they do that on commercials that, you know, thoughts in someone's head. So this guy's, oh, why is this guy taking, he's just following this guy around a restaurant and his whole day in the highway. Oh, this guy cut me off, this guy in the store. And he, literally, like, he's just being upset at the whole world. Then the whole commercial flips around, showing how the next time he's walking around, he sees, like, everything, every little thing that's going on in their lives. And he completely changes his whole perspective. He's saying how he's not just getting angry at them or being frustrated at them. He's like being a little more compassionate, be a little more caring. Akiva, you remember what I'm talking about, right? It was an incredible thing. So obviously, it's a very, very big idea. When a person's, first and foremost, when a person's giving rebuke to someone, it's got to be with avo, it's got to be with love. Finally, the second idea is what Shlomo Zalman said, when it comes down to it, it would be lifnei iver by not giving someone the food because he won't make a bracha. And third and finally, a person has to be able to judge a whole person. What does it mean, a whole person? He has to realize that you don't know the whole picture, you don't know anything. How is it so? Just to say, just one very pashut idea, because I know that we only have 4 minutes left, and I don't want anyone to throw any rocks over here. The Gemara and Shabbos, that was a joke. Please don't repeat that. Okay. The Gemara says in Shabbos in Kuf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. The Kedusha Slevi makes this very famous in Parsha Shoftim. Shemisha Don is Chaber L'chav Zchus, Don is also L'chav Zchus B'Shemar. The Gemara says famously, if you judge someone else with the benefit of the doubt, Chodesh Baruch is going to judge you also famously. So it's a very, very nice idea. Sometimes people think, oh, the only way I'm gonna judge people favorably so I can say Chodesh Baruch. Hashem knows our true intentions. That's why I was never understood. The Gemara says that when, I think the Gemara in Brachos, that when you and your friend both need something, and you down for your friend to have it, then you're going to be answered first. So I never understood how, maybe I'm just going to down for my friend, so I'll be able to get it too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodei ha-machshavos. Rabbi Baruch Hu ma-machshavos b'levish, atzat Hashem b'yisakam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our true intentions. At the end of the day, so you want to know how you're able to judge other people favorably? Do you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge you favorably when you mess up and when you sin? Do you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges each one of us favorably. So there's there. Anyone wants to get great reading material for Shabbos, especially with these long Shabbosim, you know, you gotta get as much as you can. There's a very famous rabbi now who's getting to be very, very famous in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav Eli Melch Biederman. I don't know if anyone's heard of him. He's an unbelievable, unbelievable darshan, unbelievable person. He's a big mashpia on Eretz Yisrael. I don't know where, but his Sfarim called Be'er HaParsha. So I get an email for free every week. It's like my highlight of the week. And it's causing me a lot of paper at home, Baruch Hashem. And he writes over here in last week's Parsha, but I think it really has to do with this idea. The Pasuk says, in Yirmiyahu, HaBen Yakali Ephraim Im Yelet Shashuim Kimi Dabrigo Zocher Ez Kerenu. Basically, Kadosh Baruch Hu should view us like a little kid playing with toys, and that's how you should remember us. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and he quotes us over here, says this has to do with each one of us on a daily basis. It's not just talking about a little kid or the Jewish people being going off to sin. He says the following, we'll just say it outside. He says that you want to know the difference between us looking at ourselves, how Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at us. He says the following statement. He says, if someone smells, right? Someone smells, and we've all been around people that unfortunately, you know, sometimes smell, and it's very uncomfortable. What happens? We tend to stay away. We kind of back away. What happens when your kid has a diaper? Do you tell them, you like push them away? Of course not. It's a kid, right? I mean, my daughter's in her diaper. Okay, I change her. And my wife asked me 3 or 4 times, and then I finally change her. Right? I'm one of those people. Like maybe I'll pretend like I didn't hear her, but like, and then she'll do it. But don't have to tell her that either. So what happens? Chodesh Baruch Hu views us, each one of us, like a kid. What is this? Havin Yakli Ephraim Im Yeled Shashuim. Chodesh Baruch Hu views us like a yelet. He's not like the person who says, I'm going to push him away. He views us as a yelet. Avinu Sheba Shemayim. We say, Chodesh Baruch Hu, Havin Yakli Ephraim. Lachin Adain Asam Yeled Shashuim. We're just like little kid. Kitino Gakotan. Shehorav Mishtashim. B'chol Zman Ba'ez. Chodesh Baruch Hu, we want you to be that parent. You understand the whole picture. You understand that the whole picture that we're just running around. We don't know. Kimi de David bro zacher es karen, remember us. And the Chodesh Baruch Hu should have rachman, just like that parent who always changes the diaper. Chodesh Baruch Hu views us with the lechav zchus. We have to view other people. If we want a Chodesh Baruch Hu to view us with the lechav zchus, we have to view other people. And first and last and finally, I saw an incredible story about the Baba Sali, Rav Weinberger. Has over the years had, on Friday mornings they have shiurim in the shul for Oros HaTshuva. So now they put it into English books. I have around a minute over here. Don't hurt me if anyone we go over a little bit. He quotes the story about the Baba Sali. The Baba Sali was a tremendous tzaddik. I don't have to tell anyone here who he was. There's stories and you can read them everywhere from now until tomorrow. What happened was there was a woman who had seven kids. Excuse me, a husband who had seven girls, who unfortunately couldn't get married. And not only that, but he had a wife also in need of a refuah shlema. He didn't know what to do. He traveled to Eretz Yisrael to be able to go see the Baal Basali. Baal Basali is hearing him and he's crying, and he's just sitting there. Weinberger explained, Baal Basali, then his son-in-law came in, Rabbi David. I'm not sure if it was Rabbi Abuchatzer or someone who he's named after. The story goes, Rabbi David, his son-in-law came in, and he had a very, very close relationship, very, very close. And the Baal Basali, as soon as Rabbi David came in, he said, Rabbi David, what are you doing here? I didn't invite you to come in here. But you're able to, you see who I'm sitting with here? And everyone's like shocked. Like the Baal Basali never said one bad word to him in his entire life. And he's like sweating. He's like, what are you doing here? And like he's like sweating. He's not sure what to do. And the Baal Basali then turned to him and he said, you should just know. And like now it's time of a message. A big time message is coming. A son-in-law is like a son. A son-in-law is like a son. A son-in-law can always come in whenever he wants. I want you to repeat after me. A son-in-law is like a son. He can always come in to his father whenever he wants. And he said, keeps on saying over and over again. Baal Basali then went to the back of the Beis Medrash, and he turned to Kadosh Baruch Hu and said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like this, my son-in-law says, a son-in-law is like a son, he could always come back to you. I'm asking you right now, this Jew has so many issues and so many challenges, so many troubles, and so many things that he could just give up. I'm asking you to be able to view him. You know, he's able to come in. View him as that little kid, the yellow child, Shuim. Have a chas l'chus. And the Baal Basali, and the story, Rav Weinberger said, that he had a Yeshua for his wife, and Baruch Hashem, over the years, all his daughters were married. Shvizoch Bez Hashem, that not only to judge other people favorably, and not only we want Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we to actually mean it. When we look at other people, don't just size them up, you know, as people say, size them up, oh, I look at him, or he's this person, or he's that person. Understand there's a whole picture behind every person. If we do that, if we view other people favorably, Kadosh Baruch Hu should judge us favorably, Bez Hashem. Have a great Shabbos.